Bayo, third round of the FA Cup for the third consecutive season for Wycombe Wanderers. It's a club record. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I just found out today. It's good. It's good for us. We're quietly confident in what we're doing, and that's a collective, that's a collective effort. We stick to what we're good at. We stick to what we did. We went away from that in the first half, but got back to what we were about. So yeah, man. We know we was the favourites going into this game, but yeah, it's a great achievement. 3 years in a row to reach the third round. So fingers crossed we can get a good tie in a hat.
Classic cup tie. Leatherhead gave Wycombe a bloody nose in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, look, Stourbridge did the same thing last season. It's the FA Cup. You know what I'm saying? I think we gave Tottenham more than a bloody nose last season. This is why I think everybody loves the FA Cup, and we knew that. And the major thing was we knew we wasn't going to panic. Gaffer said that. The dubious penalty, I think, I'll say dubious, very soft, on that. And we had to get our heads together around and that. I don't know if we felt sorry for ourselves, but Sawns popped up with a wonderful free kick, got us in at half time, and then, we got our heads together and knew what we had to come out and do, and we did that. And I felt, of course, as the game went on, you could see the gulf in the ability, I would say. In the end, we was pretty comfortable.
You played your part in the two goals. You scored the third one, obviously, but you were more than involved in the second.
Yeah. For me, I was playing with a bit of an injury, so I weren't as effective as I wanted to be. At the same time, we know as a team that we'll get goals and we'll make chances. We know that. And as the half went on, we started to play a bit more the Wycombe way. Unfortunately, the centre half, I think he made one mistake. I can't remember. The right side, he got too tight, which, of course, I like. Managed to roll him. Got a good shot off, and Macca did what he does. His anticipation, is second to none. And got us in front, and then, I put it all down to Blooms. The cross for the third goal, it was just bread and butter for me. It was food, and managed to direct it in the goal. So, yeah, it was. But the main thing was, to be in a hat for the third round. We knew it was going to be a cup tie. We knew this was Leatherhead's big day out. They gave good as they got in the first half. But you saw it out. And the most important thing was to be in a hat for the third round.
You're a man for the big occasion. Wycombe in the third round. Who do you fancy?
I don't really mind, I kid you not. But as a Liverpool supporter, I'd love to go to Anfield. I'm not going to lie. I would love to go to Anfield. But again, going to Tottenham last year was a dream. I said we gave a good count of ourselves. So if we can get another big club, especially for the fans, it'll be a beautiful thing.
One final question then. You're 35 now. You're still playing in the best form of your career almost. But these FA Cup games, they must feel special to you because they're running out as the years go on.
Yeah, but games are running out. I know, of course, because it was the FA Cup. But look, like you said, I'm not as young as I'd like to be.
Join the club.
Yeah, so it's trying to enjoy every game, and if that's a league game, the cup game, I try and enjoy every game because I know down the line, sooner rather than later, I'm going to hang up my boots. But of course, the FA Cup gives us a chance to test ourselves against the big boys. And it's an FA Cup where, it's there to dream. So yeah, these days, these games are, I would say, a little bit more special, but I try and enjoy every game. Every time I can step on that pitch, I try and take it not for granted, and I try and take the enjoyment.
You're saying the games are running out. Last season, you recalled your best ever record. You're on course to beat that this season. Where's this form coming from?
Boy, it's coming from I'm enjoying my football. I feel fit. I feel strong. I'm surrounded by good players, good management, good fans. So it's coming from that. And as long as I enjoy it, hopefully I can keep churning out these performances, and long may it continue.